Not only the members of actually the friends of the deputy president, but majority are the members of the Jubilee, and even there is some of the members from the God political section that they are going to accompany the deputy president on the Monday.
What is the significance of this trip, and how many people will be going?
I believe it will be maybe more than 20 that will be actually accompanying the deputy president on Monday. And the main mode is actually the morale. You know, all of them are not going to be cross-examined or anything, but it's only the morale to show the solidarity that what they are going for the egg is just a fabrication. It is not a truth, it's just a fabrication. As you can see, some of the witnesses are now withdrawing.
How many members of parliament, as they go in batches, will be in The Hague to support the deputy president?
In total, those who are going to collect very soon their visas, there are more than 100.
Who is going to pay for the members of parliament to go and show the moral support that you talked about to the deputy president at The Hague?
They will be actually they will be billing for themselves, the transport and the accommodation. That is themselves.
Some people are saying that this is a slap in the face of the victims of the post-election violence for you and members of parliament to go to support the deputy president, especially when he is accused of or playing a role in this regard. What do you say to criticisms of such nature?
Truthfully speaking, I want to tell you the members of parliament are actually representing the people from their constituencies. And that is the voice of the people of Kenya, that they have a lot of confidence with the two, the president and the deputy president, and in that there isn't any arrangement that was made. It was just the fabrication, it was just the implication, and all those other things that was done, it is not actually true.
So basically you are going there to support him because these allegations you think are unfounded or untrue?
Exactly.
Now, but the ICC judges accepted the indictment because there appeared to be some credible evidence that the prosecutor presented.
Not really credible evidence are there, my friend. You remember when Okambo was here, there is nothing that Okambo did as investigate anything. Even the other day when Pensuda was here, she visited the camp of IDBs, and she was asked a very simple question. Who are these witnesses that you have in The Hague when we are here ourselves? Who suffered? Who actually destroyed, their things were destroyed. And she was not able to answer any question. As you can see right now, quite a number of the witnesses are now withdrawing because they know they cannot stand and justify what they were talking about.
You know, the ICC has a moral obligation to protect the identity of the witnesses. So one would understand why Ms. Bensouda, the prosecutor at the ICC, will refuse to answer such questions.
To tell you that truthfully, I don't think that case is having any weight at all, because some of us, we were here during that time. Nobody has seen to arrange anything. It was just something that happened simultaneously all over the country.
The issue of members of parliament agreeing to ensure that Kenya pulls out of the ICC, some people are saying it's neither here nor there, since the process of the prosecution or the trial of both the president and the deputy president, as well as Arap Sang, will still continue. So this is just a symbolic gesture, despite the fact that you are pulling out. What do you say to that?
If you can, you can actually study internationally. There isn't any country that have been taken the president and deputy president to be dried because of their position. In fact, I was thinking that the ICC could have actually gone by the timetable provided by the two, because these are the leaders elected and there is some duties they are supposed to discharge.
Well, that is understandable, but the alleged crime was committed when they were not elected.
Anyway, what we are saying is that we as the members of National Assembly, we have said that the two will cooperate with ICC. They will appear there and the truth will be actually come out.